problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I want to tell you quickly about nttfitness.com. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you're like me, if you're like most Americans, you're fat, you're lazy, you want food and you want it now. You're hungry, you're going to go through the Burger King drive-thru and you're going to get one of those dollar tacos because you want to see what all the fuss is about and you're disappointed and you should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. NTT Fitness is a food delivery service, but it's not just food. It's good food and it's good for you. Use my code LEVELUP15. You'll get 15% off your first order. There's macros, there's micros. It's stuff you should put in your body. NTTFitness.com. LEVELUP15. 15% off your first order. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive. Drop Park. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Shut the hell up, bitch. Go kill yourself. Go sit in the middle of the road and let a car run over you. You're ugly. You're disgusting. I'm going to kill you. You're an alcoholic.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. Are you recovered from Thanksgiving with your family? Did you enjoy that? Was that good? I hope it was. I really do. I'm not lying when I say that. I hope you had a great time. I'm actually recording this a few days before Thanksgiving because I wanted to have something to put out on Sunday, and I didn't want to show up on Saturday to do it because I want to have a vacation too. So technically for me, when I'm talking to you at this point in time, it's not even Thanksgiving yet, but in the future it will be when you're hearing this. So we're going to pretend through the magic of podcasting that I'm talking to you in the future, which is now, ironically, when I'm speaking to you. So I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I think mine was good. I'm pretty sure I enjoyed it. I didn't do any family stuff, no family stuff. I was abandoned. Can you be an orphan as an adult? Well, I am. My father said, I'm going to New York. I'm going to New York for Thanksgiving. And I went, bye, bitch. No, I didn't say that. I was like, okay, bye. I did say that. See ya. And he's like, I'm really sorry. I feel bad that I'm leaving you. I go, no, don't feel bad. Go have fun. Go live your life, man. This is important. You know, you're 60-something years old. He went up to visit his wife's family, who he likes a lot, which is good. Likes them, I think, better than our family, which, honestly, I know my family. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. We got some good ones. We got some bad ones. And I actually saw my grandmother for the first time last week. We had a little get-together. We had my crazy aunt was in town. She's not crazy. She's just like a homeopathic healer is her thing. So she's really into like natural medicine. She knows how to... I hope I didn't tell this story last week on the podcast. I might have. If I did, sorry. You're going to hear it again. So I saw her, and she was in town for training at the Scientology Center. And she's not a Scientologist, but for some reason, whatever training she was getting was held at the Scientology Center in downtown Clearwater. And she goes, hey, I want to give you a scan while you are, here. And I said, well, if it's going to be a scan that's going to be sent to Scientology, then absolutely not. 100% no. She goes, no, nothing like that. It's a body scan. I go, okay. So I thought she was going to have some machine or something or wave her hands over me. It was even worse. She just goes, stick your arm out like this, face it out. And I go, okay. And she goes, just resist me trying to push your arm down. I go, okay, this should be easy. You're old, and I'm young and spry and strong. So after a little while, gravity starts to take hold. And as she's pushing down, she's going, brain, heart, and pushing down, and I'm resisting, and this is pretty easy. But the lower she's going here, gravity's starting to take effect. I'm going, uh-oh, my arm's getting a little tired. And then she gets down to the stomach area, and she goes, stomach. And then I guess my arm slipped a little bit. And she went, yeah, that's where your problem is, stomach. And it kind of is true. I mean, but I don't think she's getting this from the scan. I think you can look at me, take a quick gander, and go, this guy's got stomach problems. This guy has a lot of diarrhea. And that's a fact. That's true. So she subscribed or suggested that I take these digestive enzymes. And I went, you know what? Let's do it. I'm in. Let's try it. And I started taking these things. TMI, I know. But best bowel movement I ever had the next day. It's been great. It's been working well. The only thing I'm afraid of is I don't want to get to the point where, you know, like if you take steroids or something and then you're used to taking steroids and then when you stop, you just deflate or, you know, your testicles shrink up. And then so I'm afraid, like, I don't want my body to stop making these enzymes. I don't know how it works. I mean, it's not like it could be much worse than it already is now. So I'm going to give it a shot. So far, so good. I got to tell you. So that's pretty exciting. And then, I saw my grandmother. My grandfather passed away a few months ago. I know it's been tough for her, but he's been gone. He was gone for a long time previous to that. He was he had a heart attack like 15 years ago. I think it was a stroke, and he was never the same. He was kind of – he was good, but he was, you know, half of his body was a little just didn't work, just sucked. And then he couldn't really talk very well. And then he had a heart attack a few years later, and Grandma brought him back. And I think part of that was because she wanted to keep his pensions that she was getting because his quality of life was not great. She probably should have let him go that day, but she didn't. She brought him back, and then forget it. After that, he was a complete mess, like a little toddler again. And he would try. I remember he would try to speak and talk to us, but we just couldn't understand him. And then one day, I think he just kind of gave up, and he kind of just lived in this shell of a body for, God, almost another 10 years after this happened. And finally, he succumbed to, gosh, I don't even know how old he was. He was in his 90s, I think, 92, 93. And finally just, you know, cashed it in and died in his nursing home. And I know he would have hated that. He would not have liked to have lived the life that he lived the past 15 years, but, you know, he's free now, whatever. And I noticed Grandma just is, she's kind of like just been like, nah, all right, whatever now, I'm done. I'm not like she's like, I'm going to go die now too. She's kind of just like, screw everybody, I'm going to live my life, which I appreciate. I love that. I love that she's doing that. And I haven't really seen her in a little while since the funeral, probably a few months ago. I work a lot. You know, we don't have much in common. So we don't even really speak to each other very much. And I was talking to her a little bit And, well, first of all, she has a, we go to dinner. We go to this nice dinner. And she has this new boyfriend that she's had for a little while, which is kind of weird, but no big deal. You know, I think my grandfather, you know, was a little promiscuous in his younger days, even when he was married. So whatever, get your comeuppance now. And I don't think they're banging and stuff. They're too old to be doing that type of action, right? I don't know. I don't want to think about it. Whatever. And I ordered a beer at dinner. And then she gets a absolute vodka and soda. And I go, pardon me? I've never seen you have a drink ever. I've seen her have a glass of white wine with dinner at like Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's it. That's as far as she's always gone. And I just went, yeah, I've never seen you do that before. And she goes, yeah, well, there's a lot that's changed. And I go, well, that's good. I was like, I'm not judging you or nothing. And she just went, I don't care if you're judging me or not. I went, oh, all right. That's good. And then we kind of just left it there. She can't hear anything anyways. So I'm not going to yell over the table at her. But she came back to the house, and then she came and sat next to me for a little bit and asked me how it was going. And I said, well, it's going. Here's what's going on with me. And I told her, you know, my troubles and tribulations and then some good things that were going on. And she just kind of looked at me and smiled and went, okay. And then she got up, and she went and sat with her back to me in another chair. I was like, I respect that. I respect it. It hurt my feelings a lot because you know, you think grandma's going to be, you know, telling you, oh, you're doing the right thing. You're the best. You're the best. And she just went, okay, good luck. And then just got up and went and did her thing. So I don't know. Grandma's completely checking out. But God bless her. This is the time to live your life. Have some vodkas. Have 10. This is the time to do it. Drive your car while you're doing it. Have an absolute vodka and drive your car while you're doing it. Why not? You're 90. Let's get it on. It's time. So I think she's having a miserable and a good time all at the same time. So God bless Grandma. God bless your family for the holidays. How was your Thanksgiving? 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I had my 35th birthday party, played some kickball. I wanted to do something, get everybody together. I didn't want any gifts. I do want gifts. There's a lot of things that I want, but unfortunately it's nothing that anybody can afford. And so just don't bother is my motto. Like, I appreciate the sentiment, but I'd rather you just keep your money. I want a car. I want a house. I want a career. Those are the things that are important to me right now. Not, you know, whatever's popular now. I don't want movie tickets, okay? So just keep it. Thank you. Take me out to a meal. That would be good. Buy me some drinks. That's nice. And that's exactly what happened this birthday, and I had an absolute blast doing all that stuff. And I decided I wanted to get some. I wanted to merge. You know, you got people that are in your life, and some tend to kind of go back into the background. Some fade away entirely. You know, some new people come in, they take front and center stage. So I wanted to get people together, you know, and I figured, oh, kickball's fun. You know, it's something we can do. We can drink during the day and hang out, and I can get my old friend groups together. I can get people from high school, you know, college, my friends now, and kind of intermix the group. It was nerve-wracking, though, because I didn't know who was going to show up. I didn't know who was going to make the trip. People are already complaining. They're coming from Palm Harbor. They're coming from Clearwater. They have to come down to St. Pete. Oh, my God. You should have heard them. But that's the way people are here. I don't go to Tampa. It's just a bridge. I go, no, that's too far. But if it's in the county for some reason, it feels a little better. But they were already complaining, especially people from Largo, where I grew up. They're bumpkins. In a metro area. They're bumpkins that live in a metro area. So most everybody showed up. It was great. I had like 25 people out there. I didn't know I had that many friends. It was so good to see everybody. Everybody made me feel so special. It was nice. I've never been more sore in my life the next day. 35 years old, and I am dreading what 40 is going to be like. If my body reacted that poorly to kickball at 35... Holy hell, I think I'm going to have to retire from any sort of activity. you know, in the next few years. It was so painful. I couldn't get up the next day. I couldn't move. I hurt my knee. Everything from my ankles to my neck was sore. And then I drank all day and into the evening. So I had a nice hangover headache too. So just everything was just misery. I felt like I either needed to be dipped in the Arctic Ocean or just thrown into a volcano. Those are the two options that would have made me feel better. But instead, I just dealt with it. I slept all day. I watched the Bucks beat up on the Falcons a little bit before I passed out. And it was a great day. I had an awesome birthday. I hope I had an awesome Thanksgiving. I hope you had an awesome Thanksgiving, because that's what it's about. If you have not subscribed to this podcast, I don't know why you haven't done that. You're getting great content like this that's being pushed out weekly. And then you get the HMB sides, which are only available on hmbradio.com and on the podcast feed. That's mostly clips from my radio show. That's on 102.5 The Bone on weeknights at midnight. So make sure you get that. HMB Radio Tampa Bay, HMB Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, all one word. Click the subscribe button. Follow it. Tell a friend about it. Give it 5 stars. Follow me on social media, because that's important. I got good tweets. Underrated Twitter person, me. That's right. Home_made_man. And Instagram is the same thing. Follow Radio St. Pete while you're there. Radio STPETE. And this podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. TruvySalonandSpa.com. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Your Christmas party's coming up. Mine's coming up in a few weeks. CMG party. Real radio party. Got to go thrift an outfit because I don't have money. So I'm going to go put together something. I got to make sure I get it early enough that I can take it and wash it. Wash it numerous times to get the old man stink off of it. The death that is on those clothes. That smell. But I'm going to look good when I go. Chrissy's going to cut my hair, she said. She's going to do it for me. I'm going to look great. And you can look great, too. You want to show up, everybody, at your work party. Be the best. Have a few drinks. Not too many. Have a few. Get lubed up a little bit. Tell your boss how you feel. And look great while you do it. Make your appointment today at TruvySalonAndSpa.com. You can even get Botox done there. The Botox lady comes once a month. Some lady will shoot poison into your face. And it will smooth it out, and you're going to look great. That's what it's about, looking good, deceptiveness. Fool potential mates into thinking you are better than what you are. That's what it's about, folks. TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
Have you noticed the tendency of our culture now to placate lunatics? To celebrate lunatics, even. What's your favorite lunatic? There's a lot of local famous crazy people from this area. There was the man, oh my God, what was his name? He was on like TV a bunch of times, Honey or something. He was a guy, just a homeless man, a lunatic who dressed in a woman's bikini and ran around town in St. Pete and Tampa. Honey Precious, oh my God, what's his name? Or her name, I don't know what that person identifies as, what the pronouns are. Honey Precious, something like that. Oh my gosh, I can't remember. Anyway, that one, I'm sure you know if you lived in this area for any period of time. There's a governor who was famous at the castle, who some old deviant who dressed up in women's lingerie and hung out at the castle all the time. There's the shoe licker, another crazy man who has become a local legend around town because he loves to lick the bottoms of people's shoes in Ybor City. And then there's the Squirrel Man of St. Pete. There also was Toad Man, I called him. I don't know if you've ever seen him. It's an old man, very freakish looking, who walks all the time. He's got a hunchback. He never wears a shirt. And he used to just roam the city hunched over. And I would see him everywhere. He'd walk the entire city of St. Petersburg. I haven't seen him in a long time. I hope he's okay. But he's probably dead, if I were to guess, to be quite honest. Sorry, but he probably is. Didn't look like he was doing well. But he must have been in pretty good shape, even though he had scoliosis or whatever it was. And then there's Squirrel Man, who I used to see all the time in North Shore Park. and he would wander around with a bag of peanuts and call the squirrels by their names. Names that he had given them and said that he could identify by their faces. And obviously that's nonsense because all squirrels look alike and there's no possible way that he could do that. But Bay News 9 did a story on this man, and let's listen to it. This is from Bay News 9.
Barry, Barry Brothers, wake up.
You can hear him before you see him.
Any other park dogs, woodpecker, wake up. Beach dogs, wake up.
70-year-old Tony Whitland's calling out to the squirrels that live in St. Pete's North Shore Park. Tony says he's been doing that every day for about a dozen years. He trained the squirrels to know their names.
You know why this one's Oscar? Well, Sesame Street and the trash can, they're like little dogs, and he lives in the tree. So they're either park dogs or tree dogs. Either you can use them interchangeably.
Tony's also trained the birds.
Ibis.
Now watch as the ibis immediately flock to Tony. It's a trick he tried to teach me.
Ibis!
Okay, they're following him because he has food. They're acting like they're following him because he called their names. They're animals. They're reptiles. Birds are dinosaurs. They have no capacity to understand language at all. And they're acting like that's because this man is calling their name. Why are they doing this?
Wow. Ibis! Ibis!
Ibis!
Tony has a special connection with nature.
Are you silly, Ibis?
He won't tolerate any fights between the creatures.
Come here. No fighting. Come here.
Tony says he goes through 50 pounds of peanuts every 2 months. He stuffs his pockets before a walk and also carries a bag. Tony's pro tip is to have a few peanuts in your hand when trying to feed a squirrel.
Park dog, come here. Park dog. There you go.
Tony says at first people in the park think he's crazy, but quickly figure out he's doing something pretty cool.
No, they just think he's a lunatic and just continue on with their lives.
Happy day to you.
Happy day. Very sweet.
Thank you.
I think it's absolutely beautiful. They just love the guy. I said, why do they love him?
Because he has peanuts.
He cares for them and he feeds them.
You could.
Yes, he feeds them. Thank you.
Call him the St. Pete Squirrel Whisperer.
Any other park dogs? Come here, beach dog.
Or perhaps shouter is more appropriate.
I make all these creatures happy and a lot of days I make 20 people smile.
Tony says, what more could you ask for? In St. Petersburg, Josh Rojas, Spectrum, Bay News 9.
I don't want to be a stick in the mud. I don't want to be the person that poo-poos on everything. But why is this newsworthy to follow around lunatics? This is just like when they report on school shooters. And they report on every single shooting that goes on. And it definitely, in part, I think, influences future shootings. Because they know that they're going to get on TV. Why are they doing a story on a local lunatic who is just giving squirrels names and says that this is their name and they answer to it? No, they don't. They don't. They follow him because he has food. Birds are dinosaurs. Squirrels are not much better. Squirrels are rats with furry tails. Now, it's nice what he's doing. I don't want him to, like, stop doing it or anything. I'm not saying that he needs to be, you know. I saw in the story that he said he only misses when he is in the hospital. And I wonder if that's a mental institution, to be frank. So I don't know. I mean, I don't wanna be a poor sport. I don't wanna poo-poo on anybody's good time, but why are they doing a story on this? Doesn't this just encourage people to just let let themselves really come out and be who they are? You shouldn't always be who you are. There's some things that you shouldn't let anybody know that you are, that you should keep in private and keep hidden. But no, it's just, yeah, good, you know, he's doing good stuff. These squirrels listen to him. He's got a special connection with nature. No, he doesn't. He's a lunatic that wanders around the city giving squirrels peanuts. God bless him. Do it up, brother. I hear you. But don't try to tell me that it's a special connection that he has. I don't know, 813-693-2124. I want to hear about your favorite Tampa Bay lunatic. Honey, precious, what is that man's name that was around all the time? And he would, oh my God, that's going to drive me absolutely insane. Charles Easter, a.k.a. Charles Holla, a.k.a. Beyonce, a.k.a. RiRi. He was an internet sensation. I saw him on some A&E show fairly recently, a little while ago. He was some lunatic who would wander around a homeless man in a bikini and kind of dance on the side of the road, and everybody's going, oh, look how awesome that guy is. No, it's not awesome. He's mentally ill, and he needs treatment. We shouldn't be celebrating this type of stuff. I heard he's a great guy, nice guy, but he obviously needs help. I don't know. I just feel like at what point does this become exploitation? You know what I mean? Like, at what point are we celebrating somebody's mental illness? 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. Tweet at me, home_made_man.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcast.com. Homemade Podcast is a media consulting company focusing on podcasting. If you ever wanted to learn how to do this, whether it's hardware, software, RSS feeds, any of that good stuff, I can help you because I'm doing it right now. Reach out to me, homemadepodcasts.com, or maybe you're a business that wants to reach new and existing clientele through the magic of podcasting. It's possible, folks. Get in now before it's too late. Homemadepodcasts.com, or maybe you're a local business that wants to advertise. Advertising can be expensive. I know. Well, maybe you can advertise with a local podcast here with a decent reach, and it will be affordable. You can help me. I can help you. All will be dandy. Get a hold of me at hmbradio.com or leave a voice or text message at 813-693-2124. On Stay Woke earlier this week, we were talking about the holidays. Thanksgiving's over. Christmas time is here. The new year is coming up, and it's just going to be eating. Food, nonstop. We had a little fiasco with a company lunch that was phrased incorrectly on the invitation, so we talked a little bit about that. We go into when are the holidays over, and you can listen to it. We're going to play it right now. You can tune in to Stay Woke every weekday at midnight on 102.5 The Bone, thebononline.com, or you can get the Bone app because you can get Stay Woke along with all the other great Bone programming, plus weather, traffic, all that good stuff. Check it out on your Google Play or iTunes store. But let's check out this clip from Stay Woke. First off, can we talk about this luncheon and how this was miscommunicated?
Dude, we need it.
The ball was dropped big time.
I don't know if I want to throw out any names. I feel like we should.
We don't have to throw out any names.
Okay, no names will be said. Good, because I don't want to get fired tomorrow.
But there are individuals who planned this event that said, see, I read things. I'm actually somebody who actually reads emails.
Right.
Okay? I try to comprehend the information mm-hmm. that is provided.
Do your due diligence.
And in the email, it said, join us next Tuesday.
This was sent on Thursday.
This was sent on Thursday. So next Tuesday, to me, implied that it was going to be on the 26th.
Right.
Because next Tuesday is next Tuesday. This Tuesday
is today.
Would have said this Tuesday, and
right.
That's today.
Now, I thought it actually was today because it's the next Tuesday in line. Does that make sense? Like, I'll see you next Tuesday, meaning the next Tuesday that we see on the calendar.
Well, I mean, maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe I'm getting this wrong, but there was a nice Thanksgiving luncheon today that was provided by CMG here, the company's
Dr.
looking
Barbecue.
Out for their employees, and Dr. Barbecue. Oh. Very nice. I would have loved to have shown up and ate a free meal because I want to milk this company for everything that it has because I make $10 an hour. Choosing to, saying, I'm happy to be here. Also, I will cut my hands and take some gravy home with me
right.
if they give me that option. I need free lunches. That's just
the way
it is.
As you should, obviously. You're not getting paid that much money.
Right.
You need to grab the benefits when you can.
Oh.
And so we assumed, well, I guess I kind of listened to Will. I was like, okay. And they didn't say a date. They didn't say on, you know, November 19th, next Tuesday. So at least you would have had some sort of, okay, it's this date is the date. That's fine. They just said, see you next Tuesday. So I go, okay, I guess it's the week after. Because Will convinced me that next Tuesday versus this Tuesday. I said, all right, I listen. At about 11:35, I think I get a text message from Will. He goes, luncheon's today. I go, yeah. Oh, well. I'm missing it.
You read it right, so maybe I'm wrong. But to me, next Tuesday would imply the next Tuesday in line, and this Tuesday means this coming Tuesday.
Listen,
the next one up.
You are correct. That is the correct way to phrase it. But I know people and how I talk in a dumb way, in a dumb fashion. Sometimes I go, oh, next Tuesday. The next Tuesday in line is what I mean, even though that's not really technically correct, if that makes sense. So we missed it. Now, if we missed the luncheon, no big deal. You think that people would wrap up the food and then put it in the two fridges that we have that have plenty of space.
Oh, big, new, large fridges.
Put it in the fridge so that maybe the people at nighttime, the people that, you know, don't matter as much, can at least enjoy some nice food from Dr. Barbecue's. Guess what they did? They did not put it in the fridge. You know who does put things in the fridge in the freezer? A crazy woman who put 74 dead cats in her freezer. She was able to do that, but nobody here could take 5, 10, 7 minutes out of their day.
You know what it is? It's one of those
put
things
in the fridge.
Where, and I understand this point of view too, where it's nobody's job to do this, right? It's nobody's.
But be a good Samaritan
for
your fellow coworkers.
Everybody just assumes that somebody else is going to do it.
Passing the buck.
Right? Passing the buck along. Somebody else will take care of this. So it sits. And I don't know if they assume that the night janitorial staff is going to be cleaning this up, but they never touch any food. Somebody cleans it up in the morning and throws it in the garbage and takes care of everything. So that person, whoever does that every time, I'm assuming it's probably the same person, should probably go, well, it's, you know, getting to be late. It's 5 o'clock. Maybe we could wrap this up and put it in the fridge.
Right.
I mean, it just seems like just a waste, you know, like we could be maybe sending it along to some sort of homeless shelter or something.
I don't think they do that.
Yeah, I know. They won't actually take that.
Because if they get sick,
then they'll sue you.
Right.
Yeah, so you can't even do
that. Already sick because, you know, they live on the street.
Oh, they're mentally ill.
Absolutely.
Have drug
problem. Yeah, that whole thing. But I understand where you're coming from. But also, I think that they don't want to clog up the fridge because then it just sits there. Because that's also what happens. If I see, like pizza boxes in the fridge, they stay there for weeks on end before someone is like, oh, this is a brick now.
Yeah.
It's time to throw it out. So I think people just like let it out, let it sit out, and then once it's done, throw it in the trash, no big deal. But the sad thing is we're still going to pick out the food. So we're kind of risking our health, risking our lives. And if we get sick, guess what? We have to call out for work. We don't get paid time off. We're idiots. We need to stay away from the food.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to eat food. Like, cake is one thing. It was a November birthday cake. Employees who were born in November had it written on there. I was like, that's my cake.
You're not wrong.
That is for me. That is partly mine. So I wanted to have a piece of the cake. And I'm actually kind of TO'd at you, to be frank.
Excuse me, why?
Because
what I do.
You kept saying to me earlier in the evening when I first got here, you're like, oh, man, I want cake. I want cake real bad. I go, well, eat some cake.
I said, no, I have self-control.
And you said, oh, I don't want cake. You have cake. And I said, no, I'm not a pig. I'm not going to eat cake. And then
what happened? Well,
later on, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let you feel alone. I'm not going to allow you to be alone. You said you were going to go get some cake. I go, you know what? Get me some cake. I'll eat cake with you.
And then when you said you'll have cake, I go, oh, great. I'll just watch you eat the cake, and I'll have some fruit.
I didn't hear that. I did not hear that.
I may have said that in my head.
I didn't hear that because you didn't say that.
I said in my head, oh, great. If Will's going to have cake, then it's basically like I'm eating cake because I just sit about 3 feet away from your face and watch you in a really creepy way.
Well, the rationale was that's my cake. It's November employee birthday cake. That is my cake. I should have a piece of my cake. So I'm glad I ate it. I feel sick because you cut a giant brick out of this thing.
Well, you said you weren't going to get angry. I said, can I just bring you whatever? You said, bring me whatever.
Dealer's choice. That's what I said.
I
stuck by my word, and I ate every bite of that, and I feel ill right now. I ate way too much cake. I need some insulin and a bath or something. I feel like I need to soak
in a
tub.
You do.
Yeah, I feel
You're
terrible.
Swollen right now. You need some Epsom salt.
I feel gross.
Reduce
I feel
the swelling.
Disgusting.
You are disgusting.
This is what I get, and lesson learned. You know, you left me hanging. You left me to do this task on my own.
You didn't have to eat the cake. No one forced you.
I know, but it's just
you
it's
raped
too
yourself
late.
With cake.
It's too
That's
late.
That's on you.
No, it was forced upon me, and
That's
I did it to be a friend
you.
To you because you wanted to have cake, and I know you didn't want to do it alone, and it was going to take a lot for you to eat cake. So I thought, oh my God, in her moment of weakness and vulnerability, she needs a friend. She needs someone to join her in this so she doesn't feel alone. And then you come in with some friggin' 12-hour-old fruit. It's all
I threw
raisins.
It away.
What are there, raisins in here? No. Grapes. Those were grapes
they
a few
were
hours ago.
At noon, now the raisins.
Now the raisins are disgusting. Pick at them like a, yeah, like a weird bird. Pecking at him. Oh, this is gross. You didn't even eat that. You threw that away. So I was the only one who ate. Thank God Johnny comes in with a whole pie to make me feel like the normal one in
less
this scenario.
POS.
Not eating cake.
But I posted up right in front of you, and I go, okay, you can eat it now. And then you felt very uncomfortable. You're like, I don't like the way you're looking at me right now.
You were looking at me like, yeah. Like, you wanted to get it on, is what you looked at me like. You had this weird sexual smile on your face.
I couldn't help it. It wasn't necessary. It was arousing in a non-sexual way, if that makes sense.
I know. Yeah, I could tell.
I was like, yeah, you get that cake.
Yeah.
Boy, you love that cake.
And I did. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I had a piece of my cake. I wish I got a luncheon today. Would have made more sense, I think, for the luncheon to be on Tuesday before Thanksgiving because that's a business day.
You know,
everybody's
probably
here,
but not. Now that I think about it, everyone's kind of already tapping out.
Yeah, I bet you big wigs will be
out. And all that stuff. And also, you're just about to stuff your face, like probably Thanksgiving Eve and Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
You know, so they
week
wanted to kind of spread it out so you don't feel like it's such a fat ass the entire week.
Oh,
so,
but it's just, I mean, the next 6 weeks are just going to be eating and drinking.
No, dude.
For me, they will be.
So you're just going off the rails?
You don't
care?
Oh, I don't care.
You do this every year?
I don't give an F.
You do this every year?
Because I can't. There's just always something going on. There's always food. There's always drinking to be had. It's
right.
Just, you know, there's a few weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas where it's just there's holiday parties, there's things
happening.
And
I
like
understand.
I'm just I want to
engage and
enjoy the holiday.
Right.
Like that's part of it.
You gotta enjoy the holiday for 6 weeks. God damn.
6 weeks, yes.
Of just like nonstop gluttony.
Well, I think, you know, it started on Halloween.
Oh, because now it starts on Halloween?
Halloween is the official start of the holidays. Because you get
I thought
the
it's
candy.
November 1st. I think it's November
no,
1st.
Well, whatever. You get the candy, and
that's
then,
right, candy.
You know, you go into your day job or whatever, and their kids, like, they bring in everybody's kid. They have extra candy that they need to get rid
right,
of. So they
right.
bring it into work, and all of a sudden you're chomping down on Snickers bars on November 4th. And then you're like, you know what? I'm just going to keep this rolling until, you know, T-Day. And then after T-Day, I'll slow it down. But you're not.
No, that's
you're
when
not
the parties kick up,
down.
They ramp up.
That's right. Then
we're
the
doing
holiday
Friendsgiving
party
this year.
Friendsgiving.
I think we're going to have a Christmas Eve, probably at Johnny's like we did last year.
Eve.
And then Christmas Day.
Oh.
And then there's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve is also a thing.
Oh,
and then
sure.
there's holiday parties. And then we're doing the Calta celebrity bartending, which we're
I'm gonna be getting
peripherally.
Drunk there.
Yeah, we'll probably just be getting drunk there. That's probably how that's going to go down.
Yeah.
So. You're right. It's just one thing after the next. But then when is it time to scale back? Or it's just you got to go right through New Year's.
You go right through New Year's.
So yeah, there you go. It's just nonstop eating until the New Year. Just let it go. You're going to gain weight. It's going to happen. Just let it happen. It's who you are. I just ate accidentally. I'm not even kidding. I ate a plastic piece of the sport or stabby things on the fork, a plastic one broke off a little piece. Pretty sure I ate it because I don't know where it is, and it was just gone. I heard it snap, and I can't find it. And my plate's clean, and it's gone. So I'm pretty sure I swallowed that. That's just gonna happen in the holidays. But anyway, tune in to Stay Woke Midnights 102.5 The Bone. 813-693-2124 is a voice and text line here. You want some Stay Woke stickers, some HMB Radio stickers. I got some new nice ones coming. So if you want some, slide into my DMs, home_made_man on Twitter or Instagram. I'll send you some for free. And with that, I'm going to leave you for the week. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by The Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, thank you so much. Make sure you spread the word. Follow me on social media, home_made_man. Subscribe to HMB Radio on iTunes or Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, HMB Radio, Hotel, Mike, Bravo, Radio, all one word. Click the subscribe button. Give it 5 stars. And I appreciate you for doing so. I hope you have a great week. I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. And let's get back into a full week until Christmas. Christmas is around the corner. We're almost done, folks. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Have a good one. See you.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.